All right. Who remembers this? Well, there you go. It brings back memories, doesn't it? And with kids off school and play dates and camps off the cards and all sorts, we decided we would talk to the Queen of Crafts, Mary Fitzgerald, for inspiration on projects that will keep the whole family busy this weekend. Mary, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Catherine. I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for asking me on your show.
Well, sure, listen, I was delighted. As I said at the top of the show, you launched my television career with your cardboard TV cutout. That was one of my first crafts that I ever made.
Well, thank you for saying that. I have no idea or no memory of actually making that. But if you said I did, then I must have done so. And I'm delighted that I inspired you to get into television and that you've had such a great career. So well done.
Oh, well, thank you. And I was saying, you know, on my walks around my local area, there seems to be this sort of eruption of crafts and handmade things hanging off trees and doors and beautiful bought bits and pieces as well. But do you think that we've been getting more crafty in the last year now that we've had more time on our hands? And I'm talking about adults as well.
Absolutely. It's both adults and children. They've all gone back to doing old-fashioned things, whether it's knitting, sewing, baking or crafting. And I think particularly this year, because people are stuck at home studying or working, they want to make their home space look a bit more festive and more relaxed, and just to change up the scene. So I think that's part of the reason that there has been a big demand this year for people decorating their homes both inside and out, and they're making everything from Easter wreaths and Easter garlands, Easter bunting, egg decorations, everything really to try and help them lighten the lockdown blues.
Mm. And it is, I mean, it is about celebrating spring, and it's a feeling of hope, isn't it? When you look at all these beautiful pastel colours and bits and pieces.
Yeah, well, I love springtime myself. I mean, I always look forward to this time of the year, and when it comes, it definitely does give you a feeling of hope, and the fact that summer is around the corner, whatever that summer is going to turn out to be, whether it's a rainy one or a sunny one, at least we have better weather and longer days and just more things to do and get out of the house and feel a lot better about yourself.
Mm. Okay, so where are people getting their crafting supplies at the moment? I know a lot of the corner shops are selling bits and pieces and the Eurospars and all that. So there's availability to get stuff, right?
Yeah, there is availability. There's a combination of both of things. Like, people, first of all, have gotten the last number of years into recycling and sustainability, so they're keeping their boxes and their egg cartons and their empty washing up liquid bottles and keeping them in a box somewhere with the view to making something out of them. But secondly, you can go to your supermarket. A lot of the supermarkets now have aisles with art and craft material in it, and then there are pound shops or shops known as deals, which sell things for €1, €1.50, and there's lots and lots of stuff available there. So it's not that difficult to get the stuff. But I always say to people that, you know, if I show you how to do something, for example, I'll be telling you in a few minutes how to make an Easter wreath, and you need basically florist wire to keep it together. If you don't have that, maybe use something like twine or wool, or just improvise. Find something, even sticky tape, to stick things together, you know?
Okay, well, let's start with the Easter wreath then, because I think that's the big one that people might be interested in. So how do we start? How do we go about it?
Well, the first thing you do is you basically need a base for the Easter wreath. Now, you can buy some of the wreath bases in, as I said, pound shops, or sometimes in hardware stores or in gardening centres. But if not, just make one out of twigs. Put the twigs together into a round circle, or if not, get a wire hanger and cover it with moss or straw, or even old newspapers. Wet the newspapers and scrunch them up and tie them around, and you'll get a round wreath shape. So that's the first thing you do. Then the second thing is, you can either make one using artificial flowers, or you can get fresh greenery and fresh flowers from your garden. Either way, whatever you want to use, bring in a lot of the stuff together and then cut it up into smaller pieces and make small bunches. So it'll be a bit like a little bunch if you were making a little bouquet. You'd see sometimes children, when they're presenting bouquets to the Queen, they make small little bunches. Mm. So make a small bunch. So for a wreath, an Easter wreath, you'd need about 10 bunches. And then the next step is then to attach the bunches to the wreath base. So to do that, as I said, if you have florist wire, great. If not, use twine or wool. But literally what you do is, you put a piece of twine or wire around the bunch, and then you roll that around the wreath, and you repeat the same thing. Then you get the next bunch, you do the same thing, put it on the bunch and then around the wreath, and you keep the same florist wire or twine. You don't break it up until you have the whole wreath covered with your greenery.
Beautiful. And then I'm looking at a photograph here, and you've got all your beautiful painted eggs stuck onto it as well. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, well, as I said, to paint the eggs, basically what you do is you have to obviously get rid of the egg yolk and the white in the egg. So the easiest way to do that is to put a skewer in the bottom, like a meat skewer, make a little hole and shake the egg vigorously to get rid of the contents. And then you can use that afterwards for baking a cake or for making scrambled egg. And then you can paint it. And the wreaths that I have made, the one that you probably see there, they're all different colours, like pale greens, blues, yellows, pink. And I just painted those, and then with some of the eggs, I got a brown marker and I put dots on them to make them look like speckled eggs. And then what I did was I painted them afterwards with varnish and let them dry. So they take about a day to do all of that.
And you know what? They look so effective. And I'm going to have to cut you off, Mary, and I'm so sorry. But what we will do, as I said, we're going to have your eggs, your painted eggs, the wreath, the how-to, the cards as well. We'll put them all up on the website that people can have a go this weekend and keep the kids entertained. So thank you so much for being with us.